Obviously, people must ask you every single time you put out an album, how are you guys so prolific? To me, it seems like you guys can't stop writing, and it's more of just like everything building up until you're able to put it out.
Yeah, well, yeah, but
Basically, yeah.
it's kind of it's I don't know, it's when it gets busier, it's like a bit more of a struggle because there's only so much time, you know, so it's like you want to keep busy to make it fun. Like, we get bored easy, you know, so we like to check out as many records as we can, you know. So, like, I'd say, like, the next one's kind of done, you know, I would say after this one.
Well, we like to keep the balance, like the art is the first thing, you know what I mean? We like to keep it so that, like, you know, we've got a bunch of stuff to do, but the main job will always be creating the music.
Yeah, that's the only thing that matters, isn't it?
And
So
we
it's.
just try and focus on that as much as we can. So I suppose in turn we just kind of write stuff
Yeah.
all the time.
Yeah. It can be a struggle to get the balance the fun way, you know, with like the bit that matters, all the songy stuff, you know, because you can drown in all the boring bits, you know, with the extra stuff of being in the band. So I think, like, the busier it gets, the more you got to be like, makes you write more because you're like, yeah, I better tip the balance here. So it's getting not fun, you know, if it's too much of the rubbish bit. But it's yeah, I don't know. That's the most fun stuff, you know. That's our favorite bit, I think. Well, I don't know, speaking for you, but for me, like, just making up the songs and stuff, you know, and then recording them. That's like the best bit. And then gigging, we love that as well. But it's kind of, you don't have to worry too much then. It's all the
Gigging's
job's done
like,
on our end
yeah,
by then, you
gigging's
know.
like the holiday
Yeah.
after it, you know what I mean? You work really hard making the record, and then like gigging's like, woo! That's a party.
Yeah, let's celebrate it.
Yeah.
People don't email you because they think you're busy, but it's actually like the nice calm time because you can't be reached. You know, so it's like it's fine. It comes in nice cycles, really, doesn't it? It's
Yeah, it's all good, really.
yeah, but it's yeah, we never want it to get so like yeah. You just want to make sure you're doing it for the right reason, you know? Because I don't know, you got to have songs, you know. That's the whole thing.
And I can definitely see that you keep it very interesting for yourselves as well, because even going back a couple of releases, you know, I think it was in 2023 that you guys put out the Rare Birds Hour of Song, and that one felt almost like a bit of an audiobook to me, because you've got these like spoken word, the birds' words bits, and then this like garage rock music on top of it. It just felt like there's a narrative that flowed in there, and it felt almost like a kid's audiobook, but done by adults for adults, in a sense, you know?
But that was the mood, you know. We had like just a lot of songs for like the big batch of it, and then but we just went through we in. They were kind of all the songs are sort of in the order they were written in as well, like on there. But then all the words, the poemy things, we just kind of wrote them in a big hit in between, you know, just to try and tie all the songs together. So it was kind of like the songs were all in order, and then all the poemy bits were written in like one chunk, you know, just to tie it in. And then I'm quite pleased with it, you know. We just there's not really an actual story through it all, you know. It's a bit of a mess, you know. But I think that's kind of the point, you know. It's I don't know.
Definitely. I've got a special place for Rare Birds in my heart. I love that one.
Yeah.
If I can say that. Sounds a bit up myself, but
Ah, you made
I love it.
it.
You've got to love it
You
first,
like
I
it.
feel.
Yeah. It's a bit arrogant to expect anyone else to like it if you don't like it.
Exactly.
You've got to like it, you
You
know,
do,
the
yeah.
most probably.
Yeah.
You know?
And then to go from that to the Very Human Features album from like 7 months ago or so, that album again felt like so human and like almost like exploring kind of, you know, different emotions, different sides of the human psyche or what have you. It felt like a very human album.
Hey, thank you very much. Well, that's the kind of the mood, you know. It's supposed to be a bit of that mood. I don't know. We write them all kind of fast, you know. So hopefully, there's like a bit of a theme in them, you know. Like all the songs are usually from a quite a small chunk of time, you know, like over a couple of days, and it'll be like a few songs a day, and then until you a bit bored of being in a room on your own, you go a bit mad, you know. So then they'll just come to a natural end where you don't want to do it anymore, don't want to write stuff, and you gotta go outside. So I think it's like.
Touch some grass.
Yeah, that's usually like the album is that, and then maybe chuck away a couple of the weird ones, or but usually keep the weird ones and chuck away some of the mediums, you know. But mostly it'll be like written over a couple of days, couple of songs a day kind of thing, and then smash them out, and then it ends up being quite an intense mood, hopefully, you know. Yeah, we never really pick like a mood beforehand, like the album's going to be like this, or like the song's going to be, you just have a go, and then. you write it in a small
Yeah, it's just
period of time.
one big brain fart.
Yeah, that's I'm over-explaining, but it's that.
Basically.
I suppose by having them all written in a very small space of time, you're almost like capturing whatever the mood is, whatever the feeling is in that particular time, like you said, much more intensely.
Yeah, that's the plan, you know. So if you do it over too long a time, we always get a bit, I don't know, we've got short attention spans, so it ends up just being a bit too much, like too wishy-washy, you know? And then there's not enough of a theme or a mood. I quite like it when there's a real solid mood, even if it's weird or if it's not like. I never like it when albums are just like a best of kind of thing, you know? I like it when it's like real specific, even if there's like no good songs on it. It can just be like, that's the mood. If you're in that mood, listen to that one, you know? And then.
An emotional journey,
Yeah.
but a very quick one.
Because like a bunch of my favorite records are like that, where there's like no singles on them or anything, and it's no like they're not like they wouldn't sell much, I don't think, but they're like a cool mood if you're in it. Then I don't know, I just like those sort of records, you know.
And I feel like you did keep a lot of the weird tracks in because that brings us to Every Single Muscle that's just come out.
Oh yeah.
And at first glance, it just seems like such a fun album. I think even if you listen to it 50 times, you will still go away with it being a fun album. But it's like, it's kind of anthemic. You've got this like fun garage rock, like lo-fi thing, very catchy choruses. And somehow it really works to be singing along to choruses going like, it's a good day for dying. Somehow that works really well to sing along to.
Yeah. I think you can just disguise something a bit heavy, like the hard words with either just shouting or I don't know. You can make them sound fun, but then hopefully there's more to it when you actually like, hang on, what are we singing here? You know, I quite like those sort of ones.
Yeah. And also, like, you can make up the kind of the message yourself and interpret it in your own way. You know, I think that's always a good
Yeah.
sign of a, you know.
You don't want it to be too on the nose, you know.
Yeah.
You want it to be a bit cryptic, you know.
Yeah.
And just, yeah, I don't
Yeah, a bit more subtle. And I mean, when you look at songs like How Can We Be Friends? Firstly,
know.
great chorus on that song.
Hey, cheers. That's not that subtle, I guess, that
No,
one.
that one's very on the nose. What are we talking
Well,
about?
the verses are a bit of a mess, you know.
Yeah.
They're a bit of a.
Ramble.
Yeah, you know, but then tying up for the chorus, you know, so everyone's the same.
But then even as you're going through these choruses about like seeing people's penises and all of that, it kind of like at the end of it strikes you and it just stays with you where you go, yeah, how well do you know your friends? And it kind of comes onto this like more general theme of like, you know, just knowing people better, you know?
Yeah, well, that's the mood, you know. Hopefully, you want it to sound fun and be whatever, but hopefully, there's a bit more to it, you know, when you actually have a little think, you know.
Yeah, keeps people thinking about stuff.
Yeah, you know, I
Yeah, the
think.
best kind of songs where you have fun during the song and then you leave going, yeah, actually, do you know what? There's something a lot more that I'm thinking about now.
I need
Yeah.
to call my friend.
Yeah. Bring your friends. That's
I'm
not.
asking them a very strange question right now.
Yeah.
And then you open the album with this great like blast of energy on Miss Wales 2012.
Yeah.
Have either of you considered taking part, not in 2012, of course, but now?
Oh, I don't know. I don't think I'm pretty enough. Maybe, I don't know.
I'd like the sash, I think.
Yeah, we'd have to think about our special talent.
Yeah. I
But
know.
again, you touch on some of those themes even on songs like Look Like Me, which
Yeah.
again is like, you know, so fun, so it's like one of those like almost crying in the club songs, except it's not crying, it's more like reflective.
Yeah.
Yeah, in the corner, staring at
Yeah.
Yeah, I
the face.
think there's a lot of that kind of mood on this one, you know.
Yeah.
But then disguise it by just being a bit loud on the
Shut up. We don't feel things. Shut
Yeah,
up.
shut up. Don't worry
Don't worry about
about it.
I mean, those guitars come in handy, and you do announce them like twice on the album, if I'm remembering right. There's like two
Yeah.
little bits, one on semi-automatic, and I think the other one was on Good Day for Dying, right? But you're like, can I please play my solo now? And then you do exactly that, and I love it.
I just love all those kind of. I don't know. There's one of my favorite guys, Jerry Reed. He's like the finger picker guy, but he always just like before he does solo, just says about it. I just think it's a fun mood, you know. And there's like a few
It's
people.
also just like our painful Britishness where we have to ask permission all the time and be properly polite.
Yeah. I just think I just like it when people say good lines before they do a solo. And I feel
Yeah.
like there's a couple of good songs where they where it happens, and then
Play it again, Sam.
yeah,
Yeah.
then he just tells people to hush while he picks his guitar, you know,
That's
that's
right.
a different mood. But yeah, do a little British one.
Yeah.
Sorry, I play.
Sorry, I'm gonna play now.
Do you have any favorite songs on the album? Because I feel like you love all of them in different ways.
I really like Semi-Automatic. I thought that would be a really good single, but obviously there's too many F words in there, so it would sound a bit ridiculous, you know, on the
This
radio.
is instrumental version,
Yeah.
isn't it?
But yeah, I really like Semi-Automatic.
Yeah, ooh. I like Make It Count. I think that's a fun one. And I like All My Clothes Fell Off. I think that's quite nice. That's it's like the first slow one we've managed to do where it's like actually in a nice key for doing live and like works. Every other one is like horribly quiet and just kills it. But kills the mood, you know. But this one seems to go down
This one
okay.
we're a lot more willing to do live.
Yeah. But yeah, yeah, we're always pleased with the bunch, you know. They all
Yeah.
made the cut, you know.
Yeah.
That's yeah. We try hard to make it like a nice record, you know, as a whole. And then
I think shout out to Make It Count as well, because that one as well is just like, you know, sparingly getting into the insecurities and everything. But again, doing it with so much fun, which I guess is like, that's the constant throughout the album, which kind of keeps it really buoyant as well.
hey, thank you very
Thank
much.
you. Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's the plan, you know.
Yeah.
It's yeah.
Just painfully oversharing everything. And
And
you guys are coming back to North America really soon, which I'm very excited about. It must be a very busy time, just like, you know, throwing everything into the suitcase, getting ready to hit the road again and everything.
yeah. I
Yeah.
think yeah, it's always busy, isn't it? We've got the packing down, I reckon now.
Yeah, you just kind of don't think about it too much, just do it. And you're all right. And you can always buy stuff on the road anyway, you know, if you forget anything. I've learned to just don't think about it too much. Just whack it all in, you know.
We're trying to
Very
do
good
it
touring
this time.
advice. Yeah.
I bought a skipping rope this time to try and stay fit on tour.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it'll work. We bought some like boxing pads, so
He's on a health kick.
we've been trying to keep fit. Well,
Extracurricular touring activities we're
yeah.
focusing on this tour.
We'll see how much extra exercise equipment we can bring on the flight so we can stay in shape. See how that goes. But
We'll never touch it on tour as well. It'll just stay in the bag until we get home, and then we'll be like, oh yeah, we forgot to do that.
Sometimes the health kick can start after the tour. Yeah,
Yeah. there you
Yeah.
go. Catch up.
Yeah.
A lot of this is sounding like potential titles for an eighth Buck Club album.
We'll see.
Maybe, we never know. We'll see. Future is bright.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. Well, North America loves you guys. Like I was saying to you earlier, there's a lot of Buck Club fans who saw you guys last year. I think you played at the same venue that you're playing this time, the Garrison in Toronto, right? And a lot of folks who saw you over there, well, I think this festival that I was telling you about is going on at the moment. It was going on the same time last year. So I was on duty at some of the venues, but this time I'm going to make it out to see you guys because it's just the week after.
Great.
But everyone that went was just like, this is so good. This is so much fun. I am instantly a fan. I'm coming back to this immediately. And I hear that from people all across North America, like friends in the US also are just like, you guys are so much fun. So you have a really good time every time you come out here.
Oh yeah, it's
Oh
great.
yeah, it's
It's
great. We love going over there, you
yeah.
know, overseas.
We've always just gigged a lot, haven't we, as well? And I just think it's like it's always just fun. Like people are great. Like we've found it fairly similar, like most places really like people always want to come out and have a nice time, you know.
Yeah.
And then yeah, we always just find it's extra mad if you're just far away from home and anyone turns up, you know. So I
It's
think
crazy. I mean, the best thing about the job is that it brings you to like-minded people from everywhere. So you just really kind of make friends everywhere, and it's like the best thing ever.
yeah.
Yeah.
And I also remember a couple of years ago when your KEXP session really took off, and there was a lot of people suddenly talking about Lonsdale Slippers.
Yeah.
Oh
Yeah.
yeah.
We're never sure how far they made it. I guess they were worldwide, right?
I don't
Or
know.
are they more British?
I don't really know about long steel slip-ons. I thought it was a thing.
Yeah.
But just pain, yeah, again, just showing how British we are. Just showing ourselves up.
It's a good shoe, you know.
It's a good, ugly shoe.
They slip right on, you know.
No laces.
Yeah.
Always handy.
Yeah.
And when you were on tour, you also caught the eye of Sub Pop, who are now your record label.
Yeah.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, they're great.
Yeah.
They're very nice people, you know. Yeah, I don't know what else to say other than that's worked out nice, you know.
Yeah, they're great.
Yeah, I think that's the you just gotta make sure everyone's lovely, you know. And
Yeah.
they're just big music nerds, you know. They're all just big fans of all the bands they're on, you know. You just get chatting to any of them about bands nonstop, you know.
Yeah,
And
they're great.
they're just into it. They
Yeah.
never it's not businessy, you know. I mean, they obviously like have business, I guess, but they're just big music fans, you know.
It doesn't feel like it though. They're just passionate about it, you know, and
Yeah.
it's great.
We
I
had
think
the same.
their motto is something like going out of business since 1980, whatever,
Oh,
right?
yeah. Well, we're probably carrying on that tradition from
Yeah.
American.
Are they able to keep up with the pace at which you guys come to them with new albums?
Yeah. Well, when we came to them, first and foremost, we were like, we kind of want to carry on making music as fast as we have been making it, and they've been great accommodating it, and they've been like, yeah, we want the reason why we want to work with you is because we like what you're doing, so we want to keep you doing it, you know. So
Yeah.
and they've been amazing, haven't they? And they've really helped us. So
Yeah. Well, I'll
yeah.
be.
And you guys come at it from a pretty rock and roll background. So when like a label like that comes to you, are you in the back of your mind thinking of all like the grunge fans that they've signed in the past and everything?
But it's cool, you
Yeah, it
know.
comes into it.
Yeah.
But we're a bit nervous. We're a bit like, oh, you know, they're a well-known label. We were like, oh, are they gonna be any assholes? But there were none. So it was
Yeah.
great. No assholes.
We tried
Lovely
to
people.
hard to like make sure everyone's nice, you know, who we're working with and stuff, you know, from the start really. And then I think we've been partly lucky and partly like I think all right at
Quite
like
careful,
yeah, quite careful
yeah.
to let people in, you know, because it's always I don't think we that I don't know, I think we realized early on that everything always kind of feels the same, you know, from we've been gigging since we were in school and stuff, and like if it's big gigs or tiny gigs or like before anyone turned up at the gigs, it always like 99% feels exactly the same. So if you didn't like it when you started out, you won't like it when it's going a bit better anyway. You know, so any like the bigger things that happen or whatever, or if it's big gigs, it like they're cool and it's not lost on us, is it? But it's not
No.
like there's never like the reason to do it, you know. I feel like the main thing would just be like so nothing gets in the way of making the records and stuff. And if it's the wrong fit, then it's nothing lost, you know. You just don't do that thing, you know. You don't work with those people or whatever.
Yeah.
So it's like if there's a bit of freedom with it, then you know, you don't have to be like, oh, it has to work because it's this thing or this label or whatever. It's like if it's not really about that,
Yeah.
you can,
Yeah, we try and just keep it real and
yeah.
be like, is this a good fit? If not, then
Yeah, it's got to work for you first. Exactly,
Yeah, you
yeah.
know, and if like even with the band, like if it wasn't fun and we just didn't want to do it, we just wouldn't do it, you know. So it's
Yeah.
like it's there's nothing like,
Nothing lost.
yeah, it's
Nothing, yeah.
there's like a weird freedom to it where you can
Yeah.
just keep it quiet, just all about the songs and the art and stuff that way, because it's nothing like I don't know why are you doing it if you don't want to do it, you know.
Yeah,
We're only
yeah.
doing it because we all want to be doing it, you know. And then the same with everyone who's involved. So
Yeah.
yeah, it works out nice, I think, when everyone's just in it for the right reasons, I think, you know.
And 2026 is now pretty much 10 years since you guys started, and it sounds like you've been able to keep the magic of the music alive despite like all the business side of things and everything quite well.
Oh yeah,
Yeah.
it's always fun, you know.
Yeah.
It's always the most fun thing, you know, just making up some songs in your house and then going out and if anyone wants to turn up and listen to you play it loud, that's mad, you know.
Yeah.
Like,
Any band anniversary plans or any such thing? Because it is technically a decade.
Yeah, that is actually mad. Like,
yeah,
I don't know. It passes by, isn't it?
well, I don't really know
Maybe
because.
we should go on holiday or something. Maybe
Yeah.
to North America.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, it's kind of blurred like when this Because
when
there
it
was like five
starts.
of us. Well, it was just me and you, and then me and my brother, and then it was five of us, and then it was four of us again for a bit, and there was three of
Three of
us.
us.
So it was like there's been a few things before it settled into this one. So
Yeah.
like 10 years ago, Ross was in it, wasn't he?
Yeah.
We supported Status Quo at Caldecott Castle, the local castle to us.
Big hometown show though.
Yeah, it was
Yeah, it
cool.
was pretty mad.
It was only like our
I don't
like
know how we managed it. It
yeah.
was like our third gig.
Francis Rossi called me a gobshite. I remember. I think he meant it in a nice way. He asked who the guitar player was, and I think he liked it. And then I thought it was funny. He might have hated it. Yeah.
But
So.
also with Toronto coming up now, what are you guys like hoping to see? Are you like, I've seen a couple of bands from the UK lately and I've asked them, are you planning on maybe catching a bit of the World Cup or something while you're over, or like any other plans?
I'm sure Gav probably will. He's very into football. We're just pretend football fans. We just like the aesthetic of our local team, Newport County.
Like the
More,
colors.
we like the colours and the uniform and the mascot and the spirit of things, But the game itself, we have no idea what how the hell it works. But Gav knows, and he probably will catch a bunch of stuff. But other than that, just kind of sightseeing.
Yeah, there's a like we haven't done a proper tour of Canada really before. Like we've been to Toronto and Montreal, and we went to
Yeah.
Windsor once.
This is a proper, like, very extensive tour, more than any band has done since basically that White Stripes tour where they played all across, like, every province in Canada.
Oh,
Wow.
cool. Yeah, well, we're really forward to it. Canada
Yeah,
has so
I'd
many
love to
places we
explore
haven't
more of
been. So,
Canada. So.
yeah, I reckon that'll keep us busy anyway, just new places, you know.
Yeah,
But
yeah.
is there anything on the route you'd suggest?
East Coast, I feel like you've got to spend a little while and just see it in the summer. It's quite Irish in some ways. Like it's very like coastal, fishermen's towns, and you'll see a lot of like local traditions and everything. I feel like those are some of the like culturally richest parts of Canada that people don't really check out as much.
Nice.
And then of course Montreal and stuff, you're gonna have such a blast. Yeah.
Oh, great. Yeah, we
Oh,
can't wait.
amazing. Yeah, it's gonna be great.
But I think the people listening to this will mostly be seeing you guys either in Toronto or in Montreal, although there's so many chances for them to see you all over the country. And I'm gonna link it to make sure that they can see all the tour dates and all of that. But when they come and see you live, what can people expect to see?
Just me making a fool out of myself. Sweating a lot, jumping around on stage.
Bit of Gav.
A bit of Gav, our handsome drummer.
People want to steal him.
Yeah, everyone wants to steal him. He's ours, hands
Yeah.
off.
People want him because he's handsome and because he's got great timing. From one of the two. Drummers want him. Oh.
What else? Rocking music.
I
A
might
lot
be
of the guitar
blue.
solos, I guess. I
Yeah.
remember seeing that.
That was the plan. Yeah, it should be great. I think we're looking forward to playing with the Boojums as well across Canada. That'll be great. They're a good band and they're lovely people as well, so it'll be fun
Yes.
for them.
Another East Coast band for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
I also want to ask you guys about any of your recommendations for Welsh bands we should be listening to.
Oh, that's a good one.
actually, not just because Gav plays with them, but Keys, Gav's other band, they're great. They're a really good band. And I think they should be more well known
They should be
because
massive.
they've got loads of really good records. They've been playing for
Like a
yeah,
long time.
they've just got loads of good songs, and they're always great. You see them live, they've got two drummers, and they're all really good.
Yeah.
Painkiller, Tom's new thing,
Tom's new thing,
genuine,
Painkiller.
it's wicked. They've only done a couple of gigs, but they're pros. It's Tom and his brother from Buzzard, and they've got a new drummer. But yeah, they're sick. They're really good. If you want to see Tom scream at you, go watch Painkiller. We just went on tour with Casual Smart
Oh
from
yeah,
Cardiff.
very young up and coming band.
Yeah, they're cool. They're really
Yeah.
nice. They're great.
They're kind of like Black Country and New Road
Yeah, in that kind of
still
world.
in that world.
I know they love them, so
Yeah.
that'll
I'll
be
check them out.
awesome.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's a
There's a
lot of.
bunch. Yeah, there's a load. Melon Melon.
Yeah.
Saw them with Super Furries as well. They were
Yeah,
at the
kind
Cardiff shows, yeah.
of. Yeah.
Nice.
Cool.
But yeah, I guess they're like the newest ones, that we've been seeing,
Yeah.
Oh, our mates Sam and Kat from the Holiday Ghosts, they've got like new projects going. And I don't know if you know the Holiday Ghosts, but they're a great band. And Sam and Kat, they've got a thing called Spoonbill. And it's literally the nicest music I've ever heard in my life. It's Kat on piano and Sam on guitar. And they were playing it to me in their house. And it's
They're from Cornwall, though.
yeah. Oh yeah. Was this Welsh?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
I'm still taking that recommendation. Yeah, I'm listening to that.
If you're going just British.
Spoonbill.
Yeah, Spoonbill. But it's like instrumental stuff, but they're just great musicians and it's really good. But their band is like we played with Holiday Ghost a lot and they're kind of, I guess, in our sort of world. But then Spoonbill's not really like that. It's just great music. It's just lovely, lovely music. If you manage to go see them.
Well, thank you for all of those.
No.
And do we have any word on the next Buck Club album at all yet?
Well, it's kind of written.
It's written,
We
it's
haven't
not
recorded it,
arranged, it's not recorded, but
but it will be
it
soon
will be.
in one of these gaps between the tours, is the
Yeah.
plan.
Expected probably by 2027 or sooner, eh?
Yeah, it'll be as quick as we can get
Yeah,
them out,
hopefully. Yeah,
But
like.
there's other stuff in the works as well. There's plenty of stuff, but we probably shouldn't say things. But there's lots of stuff. There's always lots of songs.
Yeah, we can't stop, so sorry.
I look forward to it very, very eagerly. Sam and Tilly, we'll see you guys in Toronto. You're playing on the 18th in Toronto and I think the 17th in Montreal. And there's a bunch of other dates across Canada, along with some
The
listening
full
parties, of
moon
course.
darkens,
Cannot wait to see you there. Thank you
the
so much for
day
taking the
of
time and joining us
darkening
on the call.
awaits.
Thank you so much.
The witching hour is upon us, when nothing matters, nothing matters like it did yesterday, just yesterday. I learned how to say bonjour, which means hello in French. I'm sure of it, well, that doesn't mean anything. Then the four horsemen ring the little bell.
It's a good day for dying. Well, it's a good day for dying. Well, it's a good day for dying. Well, it's a good day for dying. The big boys found another planet. The little girls never even landed. Computers and hardback books and all the other things I never liked. The world all that seems strangely beautiful, complete and indisputable. Atrocities recoupable. The hollow smiles of children.
Good day for
Are you listening from inside a local prison, or do you have a friend or loved one in a local prison or youth detention center? Calls from Home is a monthly radio program for you. On Calls from Home, we share voicemails, messages, song requests, and dedications. Anyone can contact us with a message or song request for a friend or loved one on the inside. To get in touch, call or text 613-917-1390. Email cfrcprisonradio@riseup.net or send us a message on Instagram @cfrcprisonradio. The CFRC radio signal reaches the following local and regional prisons: Millhaven, Bath, Collins Bay and Frontenac, Joyceville and Pittsburgh, the Sundance Youth Detention Center here in Kingston, Quinte in Napanee, and the Cape Vincent Correctional Facility in upstate New York. Messages and song requests will be broadcast once per month on Wednesday between 7 and 8 p.m. here on CFRC 101.9 FM or on the web at cfrc.ca. For 2025, Calls from Home will air on the following dates: April 16th, May 14th, June 11th, July 9th, August 6th, September 3rd, October 1st, October 29th, November 26th, and December 24th. Please send in your message at least one day before the broadcast date. These upcoming show dates, contact info, and additional information is available online at cfrc.ca or on Instagram @cfrcprisonradio. We look forward to receiving your messages and sharing them over the airwaves.
Hello, you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario. Welcome to the Release Radar Rundown, brought to you in partnership with the Kingston Music Office. I'm Dinah Jansen. This program features smoking hot local singles released right here in Kingston, Ontario that have been featured in the weekly Release Radar series. Local artists can get in on the action with social media promotion and airplay on our airwaves by completing the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. This week, we've got another fun special episode for you featuring a conversation with both Seth W.J. Hunt and Nolan Hubbard, who have joined us before to chat about their respective releases, but are now coming together to chat about their new collaborative single, On and On, followed by some fun music recorded here at CFRC by local youth on Friday, May 29th, during CFRC's Airwave YGK Spring Reverb PA Days Youth Crash Course in Demo Recording. But first, On and On is a brand new collaborative song written by local musicians Nolan Hubbard and Seth W.J. Hunt back in 2025 that has since become a staple of their respective live sets. The song is about doing your best to keep moving forward, despite sometimes wondering whether it's all worth it in the end. Fully produced in Hubbard's home studio, the song effortlessly blends their distinct alternative rock pop influences and songwriting styles into something filled with a steady groove with rich harmonies that will also absolutely need to be in your summer drive playlist. Without further ado, let's jump into our chat now with Seth W.J. Hunt and Nolan Hubbard. Thank you so much for joining us. All right, guys. Thank you so much for joining us here on CFRC and the Release Radar Rundown. It's such a pleasure to have you both in the virtual studio with us. Seth W.J. Hunt and Nolan Hubbard, you're back with us again. I'm so excited to have you here. Welcome.
Thank you again.
Yeah, thanks for having us. I appreciate it.
All right. So, Seth, starting with you, I'd love to just call back to the EP release Somewhere Between Here and Brooklyn that we talked about earlier this spring and the work you've been doing to promote and perform it since our conversation earlier.
Yeah. Since we last spoke, the album's been or the EP's been doing really well. It seems to be getting really good feedback. I think a lot of people dug the idea of really feeling like you're just in a room with me, just the one mic, one take, the live feel. It's been great reception.
Fantastic. And now over to you, Nolan. You also joined us earlier this year to talk about the whole new album you made, Emanate. Tell us about it and update us on its reception as well.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like people are really enjoying the new music, and there was a lot of different colors on that album, and I think everybody's kind of picked their favorites by this point, and it's nice to see that every time I ask somebody about it, they kind of have a different favorite, and That was kind of the whole goal with putting together that music, is kind of show all the different kind of influences I've been working from in the past year or so. And it's been really fun to play live as well. I've been really enjoying that.
Amazing, guys. Well, thank you, Nolan. Thank you, Seth, for that. And now I'd love to hear about the collaboration that you've done together. You've both just released through the Kingston Music Office your new release, collaborative single, On and On. How did you find each other in the first place?
Well, we both grew up in Gananoque, actually. So just kind of like a small town thing. Like we kind of had crossed paths, if I'm not mistaken, just kind of throughout the music scene, both being involved in it for quite some time. And then yeah, we just kind of connected, and Nolan invited me over to jam, and I think it was the first time we jammed, we came out with the bass of that song.
And Nolan, thoughts?
Yeah, that's honestly, it was we were pretty fast friends when we finally actually connected and said, hey, let's make some music together, because we had played a couple shows together in the past maybe year and a half or so. And I love everything Seth does. I've loved him in the back steps, and it's really awesome to see he's in my kind of singer-songwriter world now, and I'm loving everything he's doing. And I was like, I gotta get in on that, so yeah, I mean, it was like immediately when we sat down, I had a little guitar idea, and Seth was quick to throw some lyrics at it, and just in maybe like an hour, we had that song finished, and it felt really good.
Amazing. And so did you guys know each other in Gananoque when you were growing up together?
Yeah, like I think it was like, I think like we knew of each other, and obviously just through like playing music, we were playing a lot of the same venues. For example, there's a bar here in Gan called Stonewater, which is a great music venue, and I think we were both kind of frequenting these spots. We crossed paths like a few times before then, and kind of talked about the idea of getting together and jamming and doing shows. And then, to kind of like Nolan said, once we kind of sat down together, we were pretty quick to become friends. But yeah, I'd always been a fan of what Nolan was doing, kind of, even through high school and those early days.
Yeah, likewise. We Gann brothers for life. It's
That's
kind of
right.
hard to beat that connection, you know?
That's right.
So let's learn about the new single, On and On. You guys did the song together. You made it happen in a very short amount of time. Tell us about the process to produce it. Nolan, start with you.
Yeah, so we wrote the song sitting in my living room, and that tends to be where I make all my music. And I think it was maybe 2 or 3 times Seth came over, and we had kind of bounced ideas back and forth virtually and whatnot. But we were pretty quick to record the whole thing. Like, it only took a couple of hangouts for us to get the whole thing tracked. Seth did a bunch of great guitar work on the record. We kind of just handed the guitar back and forth as we were making it, and throwing ideas at the wall, and it all came out pretty awesomely, if you ask me. And then yeah, I sat and mixed it once we finally had all the finishing touches on there. And yeah, that it was quite a while ago. I mean, we sat on it for a while, and it finally we came around to this past month or so, and we said we really need to release that song, because I know we've both been playing it live a lot.
Amazing. Seth, over to you. Let's hear a little bit more about the composition process and lyricism.
Yeah, it was cool. Like Nolan said, only took a couple hangouts to get it all figured out. But yeah, we're just passing the guitar back and forth, which is the first time I've really done that in a while, just kind of sitting, jamming. And then a lot of the stuff that we recorded actually made the final track, like a lot of the guitar work, which was cool. And then composition wise, lyrically, came together pretty quickly. I had a couple just random notes in my phone that I've been looking, they've been kind of looking for a home, and Nolan showed me a little chord progression he was working on, and I was able to kind of match some of my lyrics up with that. And then, the chorus, the on and on, kind of hook to the chorus. I think it was, we were both kind of mumbling, humming along, trying to find something, and then we had stumbled upon that, and it worked really well. It was also the one of, it was a time where we were both playing the song a lot live before it came out, so it was giving us time to go back and tweak and see how the crowd, responded to it, if it's better to be more acoustic or more, of a rock song. I think we found kind of the perfect balance with everything.
And now I get the sense from both of you that you're both performing the song individually when you're playing your own shows. Is that right?
Correct.
Yeah.
So is there an opportunity to perhaps see you both do it together? Do you have a show that you're both going to be playing together coming up?
Nothing right now, but we did do it at Musiki. We I think oh gosh, I don't have any concept of time, but I want to say it was a couple months ago. We got up on stage and we did it together. But I would love to have something set up with Nolan for, I know we both have pretty busy summers ahead of us. Both playing full time. So I would love to have something for the fall.
Amazing. And now, so starting with you, Nolan, let's hear about some of those upcoming gigs that we're going to see this late spring, summer, and maybe even into early fall. Where can we catch up with you? And then over to you, Seth.
Yeah, I mean, I've got just a whole ton of shows. I'm a lucky guy for sure to be able to play as much out as I do. And some things of note, I suppose. I've got again that Rib Fest coming up in Gan. I've got Musiki every other Wednesday, and this past week was our first patio show, which was a ton of fun under the Magnolia. Yeah, I mean, if you go to my website, there is just a wall of text that is all the shows that I'm playing. So I'm here, there, and everywhere this summer for sure.
All right, Seth, over to you, buddy.
Yeah, so next, I don't know when this is going to air, but June 12th, playing a show at the Broom Factory in Kingston. Got the old band, the Backsteps, as my backing band, so I'm super stoked about that. Playing with the band Wygo, new Kingstonians, and they're, just not just great friends of mine, but just a great band. And then another band called Restless Endangerment. I think they're like part Kingston, part Ottawa, but super stoked to be back at the Broom Factory. And then I go out west to British Columbia for a bit. Have some gigs, some festival gigs out there, and then I'll be spending majority of my summer in the US doing some writing, little bit of recording, and just kind of hanging out down there. And then I'm coming back in September, and I'm doing the McKinnon Barn. I've never played out there before either, so I'm pretty stoked on that.
Fantastic. All right. And yeah, before we wrap it up, what's really exciting for you in terms of local concerts and festivals? What acts are you excited to check out this summer in the Kingston area? Nolan.
I just saw the Sheepdogs recently, and that was an incredible show. And I'd like to see them again at some point. I think Donovan Woods has some dates coming up too. He's one of my favorite songwriters, and I'm gonna do my darndest to go catch him at some point this summer. I'm looking forward to Line Spike. That looked like an awesome lineup. I would love to go see my friend Seth at Ottawa Blues Fest. He's playing that this year,
Oh,
which
I forgot
is
about that. Yeah, Ottawa Blues Fest comes on
dude.
July 17th.
That's a big
Sorry.
one.
Sorry. It's
Yes, I would love to catch his set there. I was fortunate enough to play there last year, and it's just such an incredible opportunity. So that'll be a fun one, and I know he's alongside some heavy hitters. He's playing with Ella Langley, and it's awesome to see.
Huge. All right, Seth. So you forgot about Ottawa Blues Fest.
Yeah, I forgot about now that I've kind of thought about it, I forgot about a lot of gigs. But yeah, sorry. Yeah, July 17th, Ottawa Blues Fest. Get your tickets. But yeah, other bands I'm excited to see. I'm going to try and get to that. What's the new festival with Peach Pit? The I'm gonna try and get to that if I'm in town. And then local bands, like I always love seeing my buddy Dev plays in the Codas, and they're always a good time. The Astros are a good time. I just discovered this new band too, called Lumpfish.
They are actually with us at CFRC for this week while we're recording. They are in our studios right now. They're doing a live performance tonight at 5 o'clock. The date of this recording is June 2nd. So folks who are listening to this on Thursday, June 11th, can catch it on video on our YouTube and also our podcasts. But yeah, Lumpfish is with us right now.
They're great. Yeah, I saw them at Homegrown, and they were great. Yeah, I mean, I hope to get out. I know Nolan's doing a bunch of patio dates and stuff, so I'm definitely going to be at some of those. And yeah, no, there's a lot of good stuff happening this summer and fall. So I guess we definitely won't be, we'll be getting our fix of live music.
Amazing. All right. And before we wrap up, guys, remind us again how we can keep up with the latest news about your show dates locally and regionally. Nolan, let's start with you.
Yeah, you can check me out at nolanhubbard.com. That's probably the home base for all of it. But, you know, you can also check me out on Instagram and TikTok, my YouTube channel. I was thinking maybe me and Seth ought to do an acoustic version of On and On. So, yeah, lots of stuff upcoming. Go check me out.
And over to you, Seth.
Yeah, I'm most active on Instagram at SethWJHunt. I post a lot on there, and that's kind of where I post a lot of my show dates. Same with TikTok, Facebook, just a lot of the social media side. But yeah, social. And if you want to get a hold of me for any shows or, you know, anything like that, just send me a message.
All right, guys, we're gonna play out your new single together, On and On. Thank you so much for joining us back at CFRC. You were both with us earlier this year. It's always a pleasure to have you with us. It's so exciting, and I really hope that sometime we can entice you both to come and join us in the studios, maybe together.
Sounds awesome. Yeah. Thanks so much, Dana.
Yeah, thank you.
Tell me all the things you love about me, even if it's only just a lie. Like when I wrote that song about you, cause you told me that I had to mention she's the best that's happened in my life. Cause that song plays on and on and on, like the day breaks forever set the sun. But today I'm on and on and on. Things you hate about me, even if they're only mostly true. Like when I'll make those jokes about her, I'm just nothing but a letdown. Who somehow became the best at loving you. Cause that song plays on. Like the day breaks forever.
And that was On and On by Nolan Hubbard and Seth W.J. Hunt, a brilliant new collaborative single recently released by two just wonderful local artists. Be sure to follow them on their socials to keep up with their news and latest local shows. We've got a bit more time in our show today, and we'll end with three untitled demo tracks we recorded on May 29th during CFRC's Airwave YGK PA Days Youth Crash Course and Demo Recording Workshop we offered for free to local participants during this year's Spring Reverb Festival in partnership with KPP Concerts. We had a number of young kids come in, some of who recorded music for the very first time. You'll hear high school students Mila in grade 9 and Libby in grade 11, both using acoustic guitar. Before signing off, our intro bed is a single from Nolan Hubbard called Touch, and the outro music you're listening to now is Brooklyn by Seth W.J. Hunt. Thanks to both guys for joining us again to chat about their work. And just a reminder that local musicians who want their work amplified on social media and aired on CFRC's channels can complete the release rate or submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. And don't forget to follow CFRC on Instagram and make song requests via cfrc.ca. Yes, you can power our programming with your favorite songs. Get in on the fun. For now, I really hope that you enjoy the lovely demos that these young folks who came to CFRC recorded during our demo recording workshop on May 29th. No one other than their friends and family have heard these from them, so let's give them all a big, huge community high five and encourage them further to grow great music made right here in Kingston, Ontario, for all to enjoy for years to come. Thanks for tuning into the Release Radar Rundown, developed in partnership with the Kingston Music Office. I'm Dinah Jansen. It's always a real pleasure to do this show. We'll see you next time.
Day off in Kyoto, got bored at the temple, drowned at 7-Eleven. Bent up the speed train, I went to the arcade. I wanted to go, but I didn't. Called me from a payphone, they still got sit here, I look up. I see the sun, I see the stars shining through, but they're not as bright as you. Disappeared.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present a new single by Sons of Rick called Fusion Frenzy, a high-energy garage rock track inspired by the classic original Xbox party game that brought the band closer together through late-night couch co-op chaos. The song delivers punchy riffs and catchy lyrics that stay lingering in your head as an earworm. A longtime fan favorite at live shows, Fusion Frenzy captures the band's edge while turning a shared inside joke into an anthem. Are you a local musician who would like to be highlighted next time on our airwaves and social media? Just complete the Release Radar submission